And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD devotional diamond of the day. We have to hold. We have to hold. Also, get this one. Inspiring insults. You don't think they can be inspiring? I'm going to show you. Then you must recognize that for the sake of our country, the sake of our people, our family, we need to fight on for our family, spiritual and otherwise. And then we'll close it out with a royal reward.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics. Let me check. Garbage. Nope, no politics. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866. K-Praise. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. But stand by for SRN News.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
We are supposed to find our identity in Christ, which is not just another authoritarian kind of identity.
Dr. Timothy Keller on Focus on the Family Minute.
It's not just like, you know, traditional societies. This is what my tribe told me. This is what my parents told me. Okay, so you're a Christian. That is what your religion tells you. It's not like that, because Christianity says your identity is received, not achieved. In other words, you're not achieving the love of God. You receive it as a gift, which means your understanding of yourself as a good person doesn't go up or down every week depending on your performance, whether it's religious or pleasing your parents. It doesn't go up and down. There's a stability to it. It's a received, not achieved, and therefore is really unique.
Finding your identity in Christ means that you found a love that doesn't change. And you can hear more from Dr. Tim Keller today at FamilyMinute.org.
NLS Bard gives patrons the freedom to read their way.
Bard is this beautiful web-based program for searching for books and for the ability to download them.
For more information, call 1-888-NLS-READ.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Shandy Yeager. All right. What should I tell you? Catch up on a couple things that are relatively important. I talked to my son the other day, the one who's in Texas. He went from never doing woodwork in his life to building his own wood bench and getting all this woodworking stuff. And now he built a floating wall in his house. So now I'm thinking, you know, hey, he's like becoming a carpenter. And if I can just get him to be like Jesus in a few other ways, I'll be in business. That's going good. The rest of the family is doing just fine. We do have a wedding to go to in September. I think I mentioned that somewhere along the lines. And let's see, I'm trying to go through. Oh, I'm in the middle of a really big exegetical paper. So you don't have to pray for me for much other than I don't, like, you know, lose my mind. Because you get into this and it's like, I actually had the guy come back and say, this one dot in this one citation was one space off. Like, okay. I'm glad this isn't salvation-y stuff. It's like, what? And I'm so bad. You know, I'm so bad at grammar and stuff. It's terrible. It's like, ugh. But I guess they're making me smarter. That's what they say. I don't know. We're going to have fun with this because this is, I hope, an encouraging opportunity. The idea that we have to hold. What do you have for a sound for we have to hold?
You had the better hold on. Hold on.
There you go. Very well done. Nicely played. Here we go. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Nothing new in this material. All of it's at least 2,000 years old. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. So let's try this. Have you ever run a race? Whether you were in kindergarten, third grade, sixth grade, did you ever run, you know, the 50-yard dash, the 60-yard dash, any of those? Have you ever run any kind of race? Guess what you don't do? You don't determine where the race starts. You don't determine where the race ends. In fact, you typically don't really get involved in anything but between line A and line B and doing it. Well, in Scripture, it talks about a race that is marked out for us. Now, my course is not your course. Your course is not mine. Because the map maker is God. And God has a race for each one of us to run. There is very, and very much so, in many of the cases, a similarity to the goal. More Christ-likeness and eternity with God. That is something that we're all going for. But the Lord has each one of us pretty much on a different course. And it's easy, if you have not noticed this, when you run, it's easy to take your hand, put it on your side, go, I have a side ache, and stop. Isn't it? It's like, ugh. Just gonna rejuvenate here. Just gonna get a little breath going here. There's many of us that run the race and then stop and go, okay, I want Gatorade and I will take a golf cart. That's what a lot of us want. And what happens for some of us is that we don't want to use perseverance, but Scripture says run with perseverance, which doesn't, it's not really saying that you should be sprinting. It's like, you know, the long-term run. And we need to do that, the one that's marked out for us, and we need to keep going with that perseverance and not quit. There is nothing in the Scripture that says, you know, that's fine, that's enough, quit. In fact, Scripture says the exact opposite. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and 36. So do not throw away your confidence. it will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. There's that word again, that persevere word. You see, we start this race, but we need to maintain the running part on this race. We need to keep going. And you think, well, that's simple enough. Yeah, but watch this. This is something that I've come across. There are times where I've said to the Lord, I'm going to spend an extra, 10 minutes in worship every week. I'm going to spend 10 more minutes of worship. And then I start off and I spend 10 extra minutes of worship and I do it for a day or two or maybe even three. And then time goes by and something else comes up and I'm not able to do that or I can't work it into my schedule, whatever the case may be. And then instead of coming back to it and running with perseverance, I forget about it and throw something else up. And it's the idea is that if we make some decisions to move forward in the Lord, we need to maintain them. Did you pick your Bible up and start reading? I know I've done that. Tugboat Todd, have you done that? Just raise your hand if you've done that. Pick up your Bible, you start reading. Then what happens? Everything else in the universe. That's what happens. Why? Well, the devil doesn't want you reading the Word of God. The enemy's not for that. Your flesh is going, wait, this is not good for me. I need, a coconut donut. I mean, you're just going all over the place. And it's like, and the world is like, oh, that's just a dumb book. Don't read that thing. It's amazing that your flesh, the world, and Satan have something in common. They all don't like the Bible. Huh. I wonder why that is. Maybe because if we persevere in reading the Bible, we'll gain something. Maybe because if we persevere in our faith, we'll gain something. You see, it's not God's desire for you and I to start and then, boop, okay, I'm just going to sit over here on the side road here. And I think I pulled something in my back. That's what I would use. I don't know about everybody else. It's like, yeah, Lord, look at this, right?
Pulled a hammy.
I pulled a hammy right over here. I didn't get the proper adjustment for the chiropractor. So, I think God understands that. He's going to give me a break on that. Hey, this is a race that God has marked out for us, and he's not going to take our excuse that we can't run it because he wrote it. See, he's not going to go, you're right. I was wrong when I gave you this race. I didn't know what I was doing. Hey, you're never going to hear that. That's never going to happen. So here's what we got to do. We've got to look at these times and trials and these throwbacks a little bit differently. Watch this in James 1, 3 through 4. This is kind of an interesting element, and then we'll show what we need to do. It says this, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. You know what you and I need to do? We need to look at these setbacks as recharge. So you're saying, what? No, you need to look at these setbacks as recharge. That's the time to recharge. That's the time to say, I'm not quitting this race. I'm not going to. I got a race here. I've got to start going here, and I've got a promise that if I finish it, I'm going to get rewards, and certainly the enemy's going to try to stop me, but the reason I'm going to keep going is because there's a reward at the end of this, and when I come up against something that pushes me back, I'm not going to throw up my hands and walk away. I'm going to throw my hands in and work harder. You ever go horse riding in a barn inside a stall with the horses? Well, if you ever do and you fall off, guess what? If you don't get up, you're just lying in horse dung. So you have to get up and wipe yourself off. Then watch this. Get back on the horse. We got to stop this quitting thing. It's like, but Dave, it's so overwhelming. I know, but you can't quit. You got to persevere. You got to recharge. You let those failures, they speak to you, then you need to take those failures and use them as motivation. When we come back, I want to show you that in Scripture, who did that and how they did that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
To praise you, Jesus, pure love.
passion and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of Ecola Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son and manager at Ecola. Mom, I know how much you love providing true value for our customers' homes, and I'm proud to announce that we are now providing tap insulation.
Talk about value. You're right, Tyson. Now Ecola can offer pest control that basically pays for itself with 20 to 30% energy savings. Tap is a recycled paper product that kills pests while reducing energy bills, providing a warmer home in the winter and a cooler home in the summer. Ask about Tap Insulation by calling 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Tap is an absolute no-brainer and a real value for anyone who wants to eliminate insects in their home while lowering utility bills.
That's why you should call Ecola Termite and Pest Control today, 877-332-BUGS, or online at termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
877-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
According to science, parents of successful kids have several things in common. Adopting some of these practices may help to ensure the growth and success of your children. This is truth itself. First, they make their kids do chores. The most important thing to realize with chores is that you're teaching your kids responsibility, not to mention that if they don't do these things, someone else will have to. They teach their kids social skills. A 20-year study on kids beginning in kindergarten and following them until they were 25 years old found a huge correlation between kids learning social skills in kindergarten and going on to become successful adults versus those who did not learn the proper social skills. The family gets along. Kids whose parents get along tend to do better emotionally than kids who grow up in a house with parents who fight. Parents teach conflict and resolution. E. Mark Cummings, a developmental psychologist at Notre Dame, said when kids witness mild to moderate conflict that involves support, compromise, and positive emotions at home, they learn better social skills, self-esteem, and emotional security. They emphasize quality time over quantity. A recent study found that the sheer amount of time parents spend with their kids between the ages of 3 and 11 has virtually no relationship to how children turn out and a minimal effect on adolescence. And finally, they value effort over focusing on failure. You know, if you see a lot of people rushing to get in on something and they're all excited, don't you wonder, okay, what am I missing out on? In this case, it's thousands of people joining MediShare. Just one of the reasons, think about this. MediShare is about half the cost of other healthcare programs. Honestly, this may be a game changer for you and your family. Find out more by calling 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We have been discussing our need and our really a very important call from the Lord for us to hold. And by hold, we mean not quit. And by not quit, we mean don't give up. And by not quit and don't give up, we mean don't take your ball and go home. We know that Scripture is clear. It says, do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you've done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. We got to keep going. And there's many times in a race, in the process, or while we're going through our Christianity, that we'll feel like giving up. But instead of those being discouraging markers, we need to use these things to recharge and redouble our efforts to keep going, keep going, keep going. Now, I know you know that Jesus is like the greatest example of all. And we know that. But I want to look at something in Scripture that gives you an idea that other people, other believers, have gone through some real challenges in situations where they are tempted to quit. Then an example I want to use is Nehemiah. Well, you know, you hear some about Nehemiah, but not a ton. So I'm going to give you a little history on Nehemiah, and just so you can be aware, that's the, you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength comes out of Nehemiah chapter 8. A lot of people will use that passage, but let's talk about his background and the first thing he encountered. And let's see if we can understand why he had obstacles. Here it goes. After Judah and Israel's rebellion, God drove them back into exile. Jeremiah prophesied there'd be 70 years of this exile. After the 70 years, exactly, King Cyrus sent a group back to Jerusalem under the leadership of Zerubbabel. That's Zerubbabel, but I like saying that. They tried to rebuild the temple, but they were discouraged by their enemies. Then through the ministry of Haggai and Zechariah, the work was completed, but the temple looked kind of lame. About 60 years later, Ezra came to Jerusalem, and he was the teaching priest and brought the principles of God's word back to the people. 13 years following that, Nehemiah came in order to help the Jews rebuild the wall. Now, why is that important that the city have a wall? Because it's not a protected or completed city unless it has a wall. I don't care what your politics are. This is Bible. And the wall was an essential for the city to be reestablished. This was the foundation for believers, of sincere believers of God. So what they needed to accomplish, they got the temple done. They didn't have a teaching priest. So then they had Ezra come, who was a teaching priest, and they didn't have the walls completed. So they were vulnerable. And all these things, by the way, are what preceded the introduction to the Messiah. So we pick it up with Nehemiah, and there he comes there. And what Nehemiah figures out is his mission is to help them build the wall. Ezra's a teaching priest, and Nehemiah is like, man, we got to get this wall built. We're just vulnerable. We're just sitting here. But people found out they wanted to build the wall, and they gave them much more grief and tried to stop them from building the wall around the city than they did even the sanctuary. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite, officials of Geshem, and official Geshem the Arab heard about it, they mocked and ridiculed us. What is this you are doing? Are you rebelling against the king? I answered them by saying, the God of heaven will give us success. We, his servants, will start rebuilding, but as for you, you have no share in Jerusalem or any claim or historic right to it. These people were chiding the children of Israel and Nehemiah and Ezra and all the people of God, and they were saying to them, you're rebelling against the king. You're doing something that's contrary to government. You're standing apart from this. And Nehemiah is like, we are doing the very thing God told us to do. And the people who were watching them build the wall were furious. Chapter 4, verse 3 through 6, Tobiah the Ammonite, who was at their side, said, what are they building? Even a fox climbing up on it would break down their wall of stones. They're being insulted, folks. Even if a fox went on this wall that you guys are building, it'd fall right over. This is ridiculous. And then Nehemiah prays, hear us, O God, for we are despised. Turn their insults back on their own heads. Give them over as plunder in the land of captivity. Do not cover up their guilt or blot out the sins from your sight, for they have thrown insults in the face of the builders. So we rebuilt the wall till it all reached half its height, for the people worked with all their heart. They're building a wall. This is what I want you to get. And the first thing they're accused of in building the wall is governmental rebellion. The next thing that happens is they're mocked, they're ridiculed, they're insulted. It is as though the world, through the media and through Hollywood, has picked up where these people have left off. And they insult Christians and they mock them for their faith and for their beliefs. And they despise us and they ridicule us. They make fun of us in every format they can. But Nehemiah, who's getting insult after insult and opposition after opposition, says, you know what? We're going to keep building this wall. No matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter what they throw at us, we're going to keep on going. And I got a message for you. That's a teaching that the Christians could use to understand that we do things with all our hearts and we keep going because God's the one who gives us success. And we don't give up because people insult us, and we don't give up because people don't like us. You're not doing this for them. Those people have no heaven to put you in. You be a kingdom builder and build and build and build until the Lord comes back. Stop letting the enemy throw you off the course because he insults you. Come on. He's a liar anyway. And all he's doing is using lies against you. My point is simple. Don't quit. Don't give up. You have to keep going. You might be thinking, well, Dave, I'm getting tired. Yeah, well, I bet these people were getting tired too. But you keep going and you keep persevering and you keep moving forward and you think, well, I don't know if I can do that. Yes, through God, you can do it. He will enable you and strengthen you. Doesn't matter if you're mocked. Doesn't matter if you're ridiculed. Doesn't matter if you're insulted. Doesn't matter if you're discouraged. God will give you success, but you got to do it with all your heart. All of it. So the Olympus people insult you, let that inspire you. They would never insult you unless you were Christ's. That's the most amazing thing. If they mock you for your faith, you should be going, thank you. Another validation. I appreciate that. I need all the validations and these things I can get. Just keep talking. You're just strengthening my resolve. You can let those words move you into a recharge, or you can let those words move you into inefficiency. You decide. The power is with you. God is on your side. Maybe there's a task that you've been going after, and it's just so daunting, so big, you just don't know how to do it, and people have discouraged you. You know how you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Although I always find that gross because I just never want to eat an elephant. But, you know, I'm just saying. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't, well, this can relate to a lot of things, Dave. Right. Whatever it relates to in your life, that's the thing. There you go. When we come back, I want to tackle this one other element, which has to do with anxieties and insecurities playing a part of the things that try to stop us. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins couldn't find an example of reversing a policy in the way that President Trump did.
I'll look for another example, but one doesn't come to mind easily, where a Republican coming in behind a liberal Democrat that advanced these social programs, radical social programs that were harmful, in this case to the military, that they were actually reversed. Now, historically, what they would do, they might stop it, but they would never reverse it. In a decisive manner, said, shouldn't be doing this. It's bad. And we're not going to do it anymore. So, folks, I want to commend you for the very strategic role that you played in this by responding to our calls to action.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
Most of us are afraid to be who we really are. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Some of us are new Christians finding our way and pretty uncertain about this thing called a faith life. Some of us have been part of a church our entire lives, but probably feel like we're still on the periphery. We hide the reality of who we are. We continue to nurture our own insecurities. We are afraid to admit our own identity, to analyze and present our own gifts as God has made us. And so, the variety is missing. More importantly, the security that God has for each one of us is missing. He made us unique. Be who you are in Christ.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station. And I'm so grateful
for. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where we've been going after it today. I don't think we've been pulling punches. I don't think we're supposed to pull punches. The challenge is not for us to be obnoxious. That's really not a challenge for most of us. We can just do it, with a sense of excellence. The challenge is for us to be persistent in that which the Lord has set before us. Now, in your case, it might be you need to be more persistent in prayer or in Bible. Okay, it might be physical where you need to be more persistent. One of the things my wife and I are really working on is our consistency and our persistency in working out. We don't have to work out long, but we have to continually work out. That's what it is. And you don't have to work out every single day, but you have to have something going. And it's not just those things, but it's your attitude at work. Uh-oh. Dave, take that one back. No, it's your attitude at work. If you have an Eeyore attitude, change it. You know the Lord doesn't want you going around going, oh, no, it's my birthday. I mean, come on. If you have a struggle in relationship and you always think you're right and the other person doesn't know what they're talking about, the first and foremost thing to tell you is you are not always right. And the second thing is you never stop working at it. You keep pushing and keep pushing. I know there's people out there going, well, what about the people that have stopped and they're not going to do it and it's already separate and there's nothing that can be done and it's irrevocable. Well, the next relationship, you don't stop. You got to just put this into common sense. We don't give up on these things. We keep pushing, keep going forward. So we have to hold on. And if insults and mocking are coming your way, if people are belittling you, use that as an affirmation. Think, yeah, cool. That's one zillionth of what Jesus went through. But still, he went through a little. And the enemy's trying to bring you down, and people try to bring you down. The world's trying to bring you down. Your own flesh. You know what's so funny about that is your own flesh, your own old man inside of you is trying to bring you down. So why would it surprise you if anybody else is trying to bring you down? Part of you is trying to bring you down. But you got to fight on. You got to keep going. Got to move forward. You got to fight on for family. Family. Wait, he's getting it right now. Wait, I caught him off guard because he was listening to me. That's a good one. I like it. You know, Family Feud. You got to fight out for family. Here's the thing. What you don't understand is that this is not, oh, well, you know, I'm a Christian now. It's all cotton candy. I'm at a carnival. Maybe let me throw the dart at the little balloon. Everything's just fun. Like, no, that is not how this goes. And we need to keep pushing and keep believing. You think, well, all this political stuff is draining. I agree. Okay. And I think that the people that can endure it are fabulous. I can't. I think the people that can, they're great. I can't do it. I mean, I just lose it. Right. But if it's something you're into, you know, it's great. As long as it doesn't tear you from the Lord. That's the one key component, not just for politics, but for television and movies and anything you allow socially, anything you do, if it tears you from God, that's the factor. That's how you know. Not have you spent every waking moment in perfect fellowship with God. Does it tear you away from God? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Does God become in the back seat because you allow that in your life? That's it. Answer the question. Simple. So what we see is Nehemiah still, as you go, this is if you read the book of Nehemiah, you find out the entire book is about him pushing through. That's what the whole book's about. Now listen to what happens. So they keep pushing through, and now that they're even making more progress, the same people that don't like them, with Sambalat, Tobiah, the Ammonites, they hear, and this is what it says in chapter 4, verse 7 through 9, they heard the repairs of Israel walls had gone ahead and that the gaps were being closed, and they were very angry. They all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to stir up trouble against it. But we prayed to our God and posted a guard day and night to meet this threat. I've got a message for you if you're a believer. If you have never been challenged in your faith or threatened in your faith, you're hanging out with too many Christians, not talking enough to non-Christians, or dealing with anybody who's got a difference of opinion. It's fine and it's safe, but people plot against believers. And you should be in enough fellowship to know that's going on. If you don't think that's happening, turn on ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, still quite a few in Fox, or any other local and San Diego local news organizations. They are not Christian friendly. There are a few Christians in it, but the by and large spirit is not very Christian friendly. I won't even watch. Sometimes you can just tell by the way they phrase something. You know, even by the way they'll say, they won't say supposed Russian probe, but, you know, the definitive Russian probe. Just by one word, you know, yep, I know where they are. It's that kind of thing. Not that I think that it shouldn't be examined, but it's the way they present it. It's like, what, whatever, if it bleeds, it leads. It's like, that's wrong. And then here's Nehemiah, he's talking again. It's like, you know, these people were just going after him. Here's what Nehemiah says. Meanwhile, the people of Judah said, the strength of the laborers is giving out. There's so much rubble, we can't rebuild the wall. And our enemies are saying, before they know or see us, we're going to be right there among them. Then the Jews who live there, near there, came and told us 10 times, wherever you turn, they're going to attack you. Therefore, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the walls at the exposed places. After I looked over things, I stood up and said to the nobles, officials, and the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes. These people's lives, their homes, their families, how they run their families. That was being challenged. And Nehemiah is like, stand and fight. Remember God. He's great and awesome. He'll fight with you. It's when the government or society tries to tell you how you're supposed to parent. No way. They're already trying to come up with legislation right now that would give schools the right to help the child determine what sex they are if the parents interfere. It's like, what are you talking about? We produced them, we'll protect them, we'll raise them. You get your hands off. You have to fight for your family through prayer, through influence. This is the kind of rubbish. You know those cartoon movies we were talking about just the other day? I mean, there's a cartoon movie. It's Emoji? What is that movie or whatever?
Sausage Fest.
Okay, no, there's another one, the Emoji movie, the movie with little emojis.
We didn't talk about it.
Oh, my goodness. There's like 20 anti-Christian references. 20.
In an emoji movie?
Yeah. It's like nothing for God, nothing for faith. All against it. It's like, how stupid is that?
Well, there is an angel emoji. You need to put that in there.
Well, I think what we need to do is recognize the kind of garbage we're letting our families get stuck in. But that's a whole separate point. The point is this. You want to figure out how to get through this stuff without giving up? I'm going to give you the final answer. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 through 3. If you're a person who's just, you know, you're just weary, you're tired, relationship, work, situations, just things that you're having to deal with over and over again, you got to have a strategy for carrying through, for holding on, for using those insults as inspiration, and for fighting for the wellness of your own family. And here is the solution that's given to us. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2 through 3. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you won't grow weary and lose heart. That's the answer. It's like, you know, you kind of, well, it's what is this? Well, you're in a fight. The enemy's against you. The world's against you. Your flesh is against you. You've got to focus on what is the place that your strength comes from. Well, your strength comes from the Lord. I mean, I can pump you up all you want. You need to read what Jesus said. You need to open the Psalms and read it where it says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. That's a way for people to have peace that don't even know it. It's like, well, there's a prescription for peace. Yeah, you got to use it. You got to read it. You got to know it. Get the focus on Jesus Christ so that all the other things lose their power. And don't quit. You will prevail if you stand in the Lord, even if it looks like there's no solution. Hey, when Jesus was dead, they thought it was all over. They had no idea what was coming. That's how God is. Oh, you got no idea, right? Yeah, watch this. All right, take a short break. Come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Be right back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Do you happen to know what termites hate? Termites hate heat. So when it gets blistering hot outside, guess where they go? That's right, into your nice, cool house. They ought to be sending you thank you notes. However, my friend Sue Freeze, the termite lady, owner of Ecola, has a patented process called Ecola Heat that turns the tables on termites and kills them. Yes. And Sue, this is just one of your family-friendly alternative methods of killing termites?
That's right, Dave. We use mostly natural, non-toxic solutions that can be more convenient and less costly, along with traditional methods. Call us today for a free inspection so we can determine the best method of eradicating termites in your home and keep them away. First-time customers get $100 off.
Call Ecola, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS, or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly.
Not for escrows.
This is John MacArthur with another edition of Portraits of Grace. I'm amazed how people can spend so much time searching for truth but ignoring the Bible. In his poem, Miriam, John Greenleaf Whittier reflected on the same issue. He wrote, "We search the world for truth. We cull the good, the pure, the beautiful, from graven stone and written scroll, from all old flower fields of the soul. And weary seekers of the best, we come back laden from the quest to find that all the sages said is in the book our mothers read." You know, God never intended for truth to be mysterious or unattainable. It's in his book, the Bible. It is the reservoir of truth that holds every principle we need for life. But knowing truth begins with knowing God through Christ and then learning daily from his precious word. I hope you're committed to that. This is John MacArthur, looking forward to bringing you more Portraits of Grace.
Oh.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da'ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
You are the Prince of Peace. You are the King. All the praises to the end we sing. Jesus, you are everything.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Doing my best to encourage everybody to hold on, even if you're getting insulted, even if your trial is really draining you, even if you're tired and weary, don't quit. Couple things to remember about that. Nobody else has the words of eternal life. It is helpful to recognize that Satan is deeply involved with the world system, if you have not yet figured that out. And the attachment there, in case you haven't figured that out, is your flesh is susceptible. Calling Adam and Eve. Okay, so you understand that your flesh is susceptible, but the born-again spirit inside you wants what God wants. And that's the spirit you need to feed. That's why it is not by bread alone that man lives. Here is something to be aware of, that while you've got to hold on, and you must recognize that people may mock you and ridicule you, and you might see moments of discouragement, and people might, you know, insulting you is not abnormal. They might even have evil plans against you. You know, it's amazing to think, even though you're a believer, but Satan has evil plans against you, evil schemes, Paul called them. And people operate in evil schemes. You know, they do all the time. And while there's anxieties and insecurities and there's concerns, we're not supposed to be walking in fear. We're supposed to remember that God is greater. And then we gave what we consider, and what Scripture, I think, kind of lays out, is a strong argument for the best way to endure, the best way to persevere no matter what you're going through, the instructions from Jesus and the empowerment from Jesus. You find in Hebrews 12, 2 through 3, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so you will not grow weary and lose heart. Now, the scriptures tell you, you know what? You're getting tired? You got to consider Jesus. That's what you got to do. Scripture makes an interesting statement in the book of James. Always funny when James pops into the picture because you don't get too many quotes from James other than the tongue quotes. And make sure you say good things. Bottom line, James 1:2, blessed is the one who perseveres under trials. Okay, this is good. What's the rest of it? Because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. So what's cool about that is the Lord is telling you, persevere, man. Keep going. I got a crown to give you. Some people say, was that the eternal life crown? Nope, it's the crown of life. I think it's jewelry of some capacity, some kind of crown. But here's what it is. It's promised to those who don't quit. And that's supposed to be us. Right? Here's the thing that drives me nuts. Do you ever do a diet? Have you ever done a diet? You know when it stops working? When you stop doing it. There's no excuse. Well, that one didn't work as good as that one. I know, but when you stopped doing it altogether, it really didn't work, right? That's all I'm saying is you can't quit, because the only way is to persevere, keep going, keep stepping one foot in front of the other. Doesn't mean you got to sprint. Doesn't mean you got to run at the fastest pace, but you have to keep stepping one step at a time. Step by step by step by step by step until you get there. And you know who wants you to get there? The Lord. So if God wants you to get there and you want to get there, that's a lot of ammo to get there. You get a fixed vision on Jesus Christ. You recognize that there is tremendous reward for you persevering. You understand the world can't stand you and Satan can't stand you. And that's how it goes. You signed up. You said yes to Jesus. If you want to reject, make your decision to reject. You're either in or out. The Lord's not going to go, well, you know, he's kind of on the fence. There's no on the fence. You're either in the kingdom or out. Pick. If you're going to be in, then you got to be in. Does that mean you have to do everything perfect? No. The whole point of the kingdom is we don't have to do everything perfect. That's why Jesus is our propitiation. He's our substitute because we can't do everything perfect, but you're not allowed to quit because there is nothing acceptable there. We have to persevere. We have to keep going. So what is it that you are facing that's making you feel like you want to quit? I'm not talking about regular changes in life. I'm talking about that makes you want to just give up. What makes you want to give up? What makes you want to say, I just can't do anything anymore? Well, how focused are you on Jesus that you're at that conclusion? Look at what you're going through. And Todd and I have talked about this before. Now, look at what you're going through and insert the picture of Jesus Christ in the middle. Doesn't that look different? After all, he's God. Makes it a little easier. Insert Jesus into picture. A, live a better life. B, the lesson is over. C, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break, and we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.